Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're looking at an interesting piece from Search Engine Land today. It's about Google Chrome, specifically new search suggestions right on the start screen.
Yeah, based on your past search history. It's quite a change.
So our mission really is to figure out what this means, you know, for us, for listeners, how does it work? And critically, what control do we actually have over it?
Exactly. So you open a new tab in Chrome, right?
Okay.
And below the usual search bar, you might start seeing these tailored suggestions. They're pulling from your recent Google searches.
Trying to guess what you might look for next.
Sort of, yeah. Google's angle, according to the article, is helping you dig deeper into topics you're already exploring.
Sparking new ideas, perhaps? Or finding related terms?
That seems to be the goal, making exploration maybe a bit richer.
And just to be clear, this is only on the Chrome start screen when you open that new tab.
Correct. Not like on the main Google.com search page itself.
Okay. And the article said the suggestions shouldn't be too out of the ordinary.
Right. So probably quite closely linked to what you just searched for.
Like if I was looking up, I don't know, best hiking boots.
You might see suggestions for hiking trails nearby or maybe waterproof socks, that kind of thing.
I can see how that could be useful, you know, for quickly getting more info on something you're already researching. Saves a step, maybe?
Potentially, yeah. Especially if you're trying to learn something thoroughly, it could present related avenues you hadn't considered yet. A bit of an efficiency boost.
Hmm. But the article also brought up privacy. That definitely caught my eye.
Understandably.
Having Chrome just sort of surface your interests based on tracking your searches, some might find that a little, well, personal.
That's a totally valid point.
Yeah.
That personalization can feel intrusive sometimes.
So what can people do? Does the article mention controls?
It does, and this is important. Google's built in ways to manage it. If a suggestion popped up and it's weird or irrelevant, you can click the little three dots next to it. You get options there.
Like, dismiss it.
You can dismiss that specific one, yeah. Or you can apparently tell Chrome to stop showing them altogether. Turn the feature off.
Okay, so you can opt out completely.
Seems so.
Yeah.
And of course, there's the standard method too.
Clearing your history.
Right. Clearing browsing history and cookies. That removes the data the suggestions are based on in the first place. So a couple of ways to handle it.
Good to know there are options. Now, the article's author, Chris Bradley, he's got a marketing background, right? Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Yeah, co-founder. He brings an industry perspective, sees it as potentially valuable, especially for SEO folks.
How so?
Well, understanding these emerging search patterns, what Google thinks is related to what? That's gold dust for SEO consultants trying to figure out user intent.
Makes sense. And he suggests if this feature works well for Google,
then other search providers might follow suit, you know? To stay competitive, we could see more of this kind of thing.
Interesting. Okay, so wrapping this up for our listeners, the main takeaway from this Search Engine Land piece.
I'd say it's that Chrome is trying this new thing. Personalized search suggestions on the new tab page based on your history, aiming to streamline your research.
But, and it's a big but, you have control. You can dismiss suggestions, turn the feature off, or clear your data.
Exactly. You're not just stuck with it if you don't like it.
Which leads to maybe a final thought to leave people with.
Go on.
How does this kind of personalization, even if it's convenient, potentially shape the information we see? Does relying on these suggestions narrow our view, maybe?
Ooh, that's a great question. Does actively managing these tools become part of seeking, like, truly diverse perspectives online? Something to mull over, definitely.
Food for thought, indeed. Thanks for diving into that.
My pleasure.